From the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Delta Airlines is reducing flights across the board as demand for travel decreases with the spread of coronavirus. The Atlanta-based carrier has also instituted a hiring freeze, and Delta has expanded using a new disinfecting technique called fogging to all airplanes. Augusta University held a town hall today to address its response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. As GPB's Sarah Rose reports, school leaders also gave employees, students, and community members a chance to ask questions.
Even though there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Augusta, university officials at the state's only public academic medical center say they're prepared to handle the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and have been in hourly contact with the CDC. Officials say while the news around coronavirus is scary, the public should remain calm, wash their hands, and treat it like a really bad flu season. Division Chief Dr. Jose Vasquez says that 80% of those who contract coronavirus will have mild symptoms resembling a cold or a low fever, but even those with mild symptoms should stay home. Vasquez says the Ebola outbreak prepared AU for all contingencies if the outbreak reaches the area. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
Preparations for a small coronavirus isolation facility continue at Hard Labor Creek State Park. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports from the town of Rutledge.
The 7-camper-trailer isolation facility is about a half mile from downtown Rutledge. That's well outside the zone in which coronavirus spreads. The still unoccupied trailers are intended for people infected with coronavirus who do not have adequate housing for medical isolation, but who are not showing symptoms of COVID-19, the disease the virus causes. Residents like Denise 40 say they haven't heard anything firsthand from the state about the plan and would like to know more.
I don't want to get into the whole fear-based of it because I think that's what media does. But, you know, you'd like to know what's going on in your backyard.
A representative from the governor's office says health and emergency management officials will keep the camp supplied without putting residents at risk. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Rutledge.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.